Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Kisetze. That's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Ches. And the Pasuk tells us, Lois Saiv Adami, you shall not completely distance someone from Edom, Ki Achichahu, because he's your brother. Remember, Edom is from Esav. Lois Saiv Mitzri, do not completely distance someone from Mitzrayim, Ki Gera Yisav Arta, because you are a sojourner in his land. Banim Asher Yavaldu Lehem Dar Shlishi, the children that are born to them from third generation convert, Yavel Lehem Bekal Hashem, they are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Lois Saiv Adami, Legamri, you shouldn't completely distance them, even though you really should distance them, because they came out with sword to greet you. Nonetheless, since they're your brother, you shouldn't completely distance them. At all, even though they threw your males into the river. Matam, why is that? That's because they provided you with shelter and with lodging at a time of tchak when we were slaves in Mitzrayim. Lefikach continues Rashi, the children that are born from the third generation of converts of Mitzrayim, they're allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Now, Shar Umas, converts from other nations, Mutar Miyad, they're allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael right away. Halamata, we learn from here, Shamachti La'adam, someone who makes someone else sin, Kashloy Min Harga, that's worse than someone killing him. Shahargoy, one that killed him, Harga by Lamazeh, he only killed him in this world, but he's still a Schar in Olam Haba. V'machteo, however, when one causes someone else to sin, Maitziyah Min Olam Hazeh, Umin Olam Haba, he takes him out of this world and out of the next world. Fikach, therefore, Edom, Shekinim Becherev Loinis Av, Edom, even though they came out to greet Klal Yisrael with a sword, they're not completely distanced because it's only physical. V'chein Mitzrayim Shetivum, also Mitzrayim, even though they drowned Klal Yisrael, at the end of the day, there's only physical. Ve'elu Shechtim, and these, talking about Amon and Moav that we learned about in the previous Aliyah, Nis'avu, those are completely distanced and they're not allowed to ever marry into Klal Yisrael. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod with a brand new topic. Kiseitze Machne Alevecha, when a camp goes out against your enemies, when you go out to wage war against your enemies, V'nishmarta Mekol Davara, you shall guard yourself from any evil thing. Kiyabecha Ish, if you have a man among you, Asher Loya Tar Mekrei Laila, he's not tar because he had a seminal mission at night. V'yatzal Mechutz Machne, you should go outside camp. Loya Ve'otech Machne, he's not allowed to come into the camp. V'hayel Lefnais Erev, and it will be towards the evening time, Yirchatz Bamaim, he shall immerse in water, Uchvei HaShemesh, and when the sun sets, Ye've'otech Machne, then he can come back into camp. V'yatzalcha Mechutz Machne, you shall have a place outside camp, and you shall go outside over there, and you shall have a shovel with all your other weapons, and it will be when you're outside of the camp, and you shall dig with it, and before you go back, you shall cover over your excrement. And why is it that you should do this? That's because Hashem, your God, goes amidst your camp to save you, and to place your enemies before you, and your camp shall be holy, and you do not want him, meaning Hashem, to see in you something which is inappropriate or shameful, v'shav me'acharecha, and then turn from behind you. So these psukim that we just read spoke about the kedusha of Machane Yisrael, the kedusha of the camp. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mikrei Laila Dibra Kasa Baheva, the Pasuk is talking about which is common. The reason why a man is going to be tamei is probably because he had some sort of a mission at night. V'yatza mechus l'machane, he should go outside camp, zu mitzvah sase, this is a mitzvah sase. Lo yavel techa machane, he's not allowed to come into the camp, zu mitzvah lois sase, this is a lois sase. V'asrei karnas l'machane l'viyah, he's not allowed to go into machane l'viyah, v'chol shekin l'machane shechina, and for sure he's not allowed to go into Machane Shechina. Pasuk Yud Beis and Rashi. V'hayel lefnais erev samach l'harev shimsha yitbal. Right before it becomes dark, he should go to the mikvah. She'ein atar b'lei harev shemesh. He's not tar until it becomes dark. So he goes to the mikvah and then he waits till it becomes dark. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi tells us v'yad tia l'chad ketargumai kamai ish al yaday. Right next to you, michutz l'machane chutz l'anon. This is outside of the clouds of glory. You shall have a specific place to go outside. Pasuk Yud Dalet alay zenecha levad mishar klei tashmishcha. Besides for all your other weaponry and your other gear, azinecha. What does that mean? Kamai. It's similar to the word of klei zeincha, your weaponry. And Pasuk Dasvav and Rashi tells us v'lo yirbacha, he shouldn't see in you Hakadosh Baruch Hu ervas davar, Hashem shouldn't see in you something which is shameful or inappropriate. And back to Chumash Pasuk Taz Zayin with a new topic. Lois ask your eved al adonav, you shall not turn a slave over to his master asher yinatzal elecha, who is rescued to you me'im adonav, from his master. Imcha yeshe bekirbacha, he shall dwell in your midst b'makom asher yivchar, in a place that he chooses b'chad sherecha b'tovloi, in one of your cities, whatever's good for him. Lois einenu, you're not allowed to harass him. So this is talking about when a slave runs away from his master and he finds shelter by you, you're not allowed to turn him over back to his master. You have to make him comfortable and you have to allow him to live with you or live in one of your cities. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezayin. Lois ask your Eved Kitarguma, like Targum translates it, that if a slave runs away from his non-Jewish owner, you're not allowed to give him back to his non-Jewish owner. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is Afilu Eved Kenani Shal Yisrael, even if we have a non-Jewish slave that ran away from his Jewish master, but Shebarach Michutz La'aretz La'aretz Yisrael, he ran away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you're not now to return to his master in Chutz La'aretz. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, Lo Yisiyeh Kedesh Mnei Yisrael, you shall not have a promiscuous woman among the daughters of Klal Yisrael, V'lo Yakadosh Mnei Yisrael, and we shouldn't have a promiscuous man among the sons of Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, Lo Yisiyeh Kedesha, what's his lashon of a Kedesha? Mufkeres, she's abandoned or free, Mekudesha, set aside, Umezumenes, and prepared Liznus for illicit relations, V'lo Yakadosh Mezumah Lemishkav Zachar, this man, he's prepared and he's ready to have homosexual relations, that is not allowed. Volkis Tirgim Inklos translates this as Lo Tiyeh Itzem Menas Yisrael Gvar Avdo. What does that mean? Sha'av Zum of Keres L'Be'ilos Nusi. A Jewish woman should not marry an Eved, a slave, because that's considered a Be'ilos Nus. That's considered like having illicit relations. Ma'achshein Kiddushin Taifson Loiba. Since there's no Kiddushin, she's married to a non-Jewish man, so it's not considered a halachic marriage, and therefore it's just considered like Znus. Shari Hok Shul Chamor. Non-Jews are compared to donkeys. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Shvul Chempai Im HaChamor. Sit over here with the donkey. Am Hadem L'Chamor, a nation which is compared to donkeys. And Unklus continues explaining the Pasuk, V'lo Yisav Gavra B'nei Yisrael Itza Amo, and a Jewish man should not marry a non-Jewish woman, Sha'af Hu Nasa Kadesh Al Yadar. He becomes a Kadesh, he becomes a promiscuous man through her, She'kol B'ilosa B'ilos Nos. That's considered like having illicit relations, She'en Kiddushin Taifson Loiba, because there's no Kiddushin, there's no halachic marriage. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotas, Lo Yisav Yesnan Zayna, you may not bring a fee paid to a harlot, U'mechir Kelev, or the fee paid for a dog, Beis Hashem Lekecha, to the house of Hashem your God, L'chol Neder, for any promise that was made, because this is the abomination of Hashem, also these things. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, to see what this Pasuk is talking about. Esnan Zayna, Nasan La Taleb Esnana. He gave her a sheep for her services. Pasul HaKrava, that sheep is not to be used as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Umechir Kelev, what does that mean? The price or the fee paid for a dog. Hechlef Seba Kelev, he made an exchange. He exchanged a sheep of his for a dog, so that sheep is not to be used as a carbon. And the reason why it's not allowed to be used is because it's the Ta'eva of Hashem. Gam Shneim, said the Pasuk, L'rabes Shinu Yehem, this includes even something that it was changed into. Kigain, for example, Chitim Vasan Seles, if he had given wheat and then it was turned into flour, even though it was changed, it's not the original item, nonetheless, that's not allowed to be used as a carbon, that's not allowed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf with another topic, Loi Sashech L'chicha, do not cause your brother to take interest, Neshech Kesef, Neshech Eichel, interest of money or interest of food, Neshech Koldavar Sher Yishach, interest of anything that he may take as interest. L'nachri sashech, you are allowed to cause a non-Jew to take interest. L'chicha loy sashech, but you're not allowed to cause your brother to take interest. L'man yivrecha Hashem lekecha, so Hashem your God shall bless you b'chol mishlach yodecha, with all your undertakings, ala aretz in the land asher tov Hashem l'rishta, that you are coming to it to inherit it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Loy sashech, azhar l'leiva, this is a warning to a borrower, shaloy yitain ribbis l'malva. The borrower is not allowed to give ribbis, he's not allowed to pay interest to the lender. V'achakach azhar l'malva, and in a different place, there's a warning to the malva, to the lender, as kasbuchal yisitin lebeneshach, that you're not allowed to lend with interest. But over here, we're specifically talking to the borrower, you're not allowed to borrow with interest and give that interest to the lender. Pasuk Chafalf and Rashi tells us, L'nachri sashech, v'loy l'chicha, you are allowed to cause a non-Jew to take interest, but not to your brother. Lav haba mechlal asay, asay, a negative commandment that comes from a positive commandment, that's considered an asay. Lav ar al b'shnei lavin v'asay, if a person pays interest to his brother, to a Jew, so he's going to be over two lavin and one asay. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Beis with another topic. Kisidur neder l'Hashem l'kecha, if you shall make a neder, you shall make a vow to Hashem your God. You shall not delay in paying up that vow. Because Hashem will definitely demand it from you, and you will have sin in you. But if you shall refrain from vowing, then you won't have any sin. Whatever emerges from your lips, you shall guard and perform. You shall do that. Just like you vow to Hashem to give a present or a nedava, that is something that is willful. That which you spoke with your mouth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Beis. You shall not delay in paying it up. What's considered delaying in paying it up? Shlosh regalim. If you wait three full regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that's considered delaying. V'lamdu Rabbi Seinu min haMikra, and this is learned from the pasuk. And pasuk Chaf Dalet and Rashi, Mitzvah Secha Tishmar Liten Aseh Alois Aseh. This is adding on Aseh to Alois Aseh. A person should always be very careful to keep to that which he says. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.